arrangement. I was thinking, I have been discussed with worship deacon, is how we're going to invite more guest speakers to come to share message with us, and it's not going to be easy. Okay, every Sunday a new face, you know. So we want to try to still keep some of the consistency. So the way we're probably going to do is we're going to have me or people from our church preach two Sundays a month. Then the other two Sundays, we will invite guest speakers to come to share. And for those guest speakers, I wish we don't have different pastor come. We're probably going to settle down to some will come more often as others. So this is the thinking why I'm having right now, and I welcome all your suggestion or your any feedback, or even you have some good speakers that you know about that you are more than welcome to introduce them to me, okay? And hopefully, we can start like this new arrangement beginning in December, okay? Because it's too late to do any change in November, but I think hopefully we can start like this kind of new arrangement in December. Before we get into today's passage, this is a wonderful passage. I knew that Jim picked this passage for the purpose, try to encourage every one of us, even though we are in the midst of this transition and in the midst of many changes of our church, especially for the English ministry, but we know that God is leading, God is with us, and that can give us a very, very tremendous comfort and assurance that God is going to lead our way, even though we don't see our near futures, but we know God has everything in control and He will lead us. So this is a good passage for right now, for our situation. Today, we'd like to get into the detail of how can we be assured, how can we know God is leading us, or how God usually leads His people. And maybe we can grab some of the truths there from this passage that we can apply to our church situation right now. Okay. All right, may I ask you a question? Why we print the passage on the bulletin every Sunday? Is there a reason? Can anybody know what the reason we are printing? We have the message, the passage you print. I hope it's not because you don't have your own Bible. Right? Well, because many of the when you see pocket you, in front of you, maybe they all have those Chinese version Bible. And that's not right. And when we have English service, all the Bible has to be changed to an English Bible. But I do wish that you bring your own Bible to church. Okay? Can we do that? If you do not have a Bible with you, let me know. I will be more than happy to go buy a Bible for you, a gift from me, okay? After the lunch, I can drive you to the bookstore. I can buy you a Bible, and I will give it to you as a gift. But I wish next time we don't want to print the scripture here, okay? We all can have our own Bible, and we can take note, and we can. Well, I don't get any response. Does anybody needs a Bible? Can you raise your hand? Let me see. So you do all have your own Bible, right? Okay, remember to bring it next Sunday, all right? And I will ask the people not to print the scripture on the bulletin next week, okay? And then we can all read from our own Bible. Okay, let's look at today's passage. Let's turn to Book of Numbers 9. I'm going to read from verse 15 all the way to the 23rd. Okay. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony was set up, The cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud about the tabernacle looked like fire. Okay, you know, this is, when did this thing happen? It's about 1 year after Israelite people left Egypt, the tabernacle was set up. When the tabernacle was set up, the cloud, covered the tabernacle. Let's look at, hold on to this passage, okay? Let's turn to another passage in Exodus. Let's see, this was also, you know, record in Exodus 40, verse 34. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 40, verses 34. Why I want you to turn to this passage? It is the same account, but it gives you some more detail in a sense. At least it talk about what that cloud means. Okay, let's look at verse 34. That's the reason you need to have your own Bible. See, you have only that passage, that scripture or numbers with you in front of you at the bulletin. But now you don't have to the Exodus 40 passage with you. Okay, let me read 34 to you and then listen carefully. The cloud covered the tent of meeting. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So that cloud that we were talking about in Numbers is the cloud, the same cloud here in Exodus 40, 34. And it was called the glory of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So the cloud covered the tabernacle. It means the glory of God fills the tabernacle. Okay? And the cloud is also the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire in Exodus 13:21 when they are leading Israelite people's way out of Egypt. Remember? You remember that story? That Israel people was led by a pillar of cloud in the daytime and a pillar of fire in the evening. And the cloud stayed with Israel people and lead their way. Now, 1 year later, you know, by the Mount of Sinai, they set up this tabernacle. And then when they set it up, the cloud is on top of it. And what's the meaning? Let's go back to that Numbers 9. Let's read 21. Verses 21. Okay. It says, sometimes the cloud stay only from evening till morning. And when he lift in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whether the cloud lift, they set up. So, in a means is to, they are following whatever the cloud instruct them to do, right? Cloud, that cloud is not just the glory of God, it became a guidance of their way. Not just the presence of God. There's a leading of the way of God's people. And that cloud never leave God's people. He never leave. He just stay there. So when the cloud lift and move, God's people move. When cloud stop, God's people stop. Wow, that's cool, right? That's very easy, though. Well, right now we are seeking for God's will for us. We are praying for the direction of our church. We wish there's a cloud on top of us, and he will lead us this way. Okay, that's we go this way. Okay, he leads us that way. Okay, that's the ministry that we need to do. Wow, that would be easy, right? Hey, I'm telling you, it's just as easy like that. I'm gonna explain more in detail how can we grasp that truth. But you had to know and take to your heart that when you know God's will, are you willing to be obedient and follow that God's guidance? I think most of us, we are willing to do that. The difficulty part is we don't know what is God's will. We don't see that cloud visibly with our eyes. I think that's the problem. Is that right? Israelite people, in a sense, they obey the Lord's order. If you look at verse 19, look at verse 19, it specified talk about these words, obey. Okay, let me see. Verse 19. When the cloud remained, this Bible is too small. The cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time. The Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Obey is what we are supposed to do. We need to discern God's will, and we get to know God's will, we have to obey. God's people not operate by ourselves. We are operate under the guidance of God. Okay? This is something we need to make sure first. If you don't set this attitude right, even though you see the God's will, God's command, we are questioning. And our attitude is not right. We're not really willing to be obedient to. Maybe because sometimes the God's command is not what you are wishing for in your heart. So we have to make sure we set it right. See, all those 40 years in the wilderness, Israel people are following God's will. God never leave them. God will always be with them and leading them their each steps. God can make it like a 10 days journey. He can make it a 40 years journey. We don't know. That's not up to us to know. It's God's wisdom. But we just need to be obedient. Let's be more specific right now, applying to our church situation right now. We need a leader among us. We need the English pastor to lead us. All right? But how long should we wait? Do you know that? I don't know. But in this direction of waiting, what should we do? There must be something that God wants to teach us. One thing I know is we need to know what's God's instruction on us in this time of waiting. Maybe God wants us right now to stop, to encamp. And for what reason? Do you know how the tabernacle works? How's the tabernacle mean to you? Do you know there's Israel people have 12 tribes, right? We all know that, right? One of it is called Levites, right? And that tribe was set aside by God to serve the Lord, right? So all the tribes, when they are camped, they are camping around that Levi people. Okay? Okay, the 11 tribes camp on the outside. And they serve the Levites. And in among the Levi, there is a tabernacle in the midst of it. And they have a priest, and they have a high priest, they have Moses. And then it's just like, the people serve the Levi. Levi served the priest. Priest served the Moses. Moses served the law. So it's just like that. So a different type of worship is totally different from today. You know what I'm saying? We, in that time, God's people couldn't go to God and pray to God directly. They had to, they had to ask the priest to pray for them. Because their sins are not forgiven. The boundary is still there. And they had to offer those sin offerings. So it's more like everybody come together, but it's the tabernacle is their center of their worship, and the priest is lit up the prayer of people to God. It's more like this way, coming from outside and go into the sanctuary and go top unto our God. So the tabernacle is the center of worship for God's people. Of course, it's the point of receiving God's instruction. So the cloud will be covering on top of the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the presence of God. That's the old time. This is the Old Testament time of worshiping. But in the New Testament time, it's totally different. The center of tabernacle is now no longer a high priest. It's the grace of our Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ become the foundation of our worship to God. So Jesus, the grace of Jesus Christ in the middle, then he, through his grace, he give us many, many gifts. There's one gift called pastor and teacher. So pastor and teacher, we also have a gifts, but our job is not to worship for you, for God's people. Our job is no longer to, you know, offer our prayer for God's people. Our job becomes to use our gift to equip, to teach, to help every saint, every believer to worship and to pray directly to God. You know what I'm saying? So instead of being coming together in the central and go up to our Lord for prayer and for instruction, now it's in reverse. It's just like, you know, the grace of God, Jesus Christ in the center. Then all those people serving him are around God's grace. And God's people on the outside. And it's just like coming this way and go up. So everybody can come to this church. All of you, every one of you can pray God. Every one of you can and have to serve the Lord. It's no longer one man or one tribe's job. It's everybody's job to discern God's will. So no longer you have to listen to a high priest to tell you what to do. But we still have to work together. You know, so, you know, I want to apply to our today's situation. How can we know God's will? How can we know that where is that cloud on top of us? And how can we know his will so we can follow him? You know, pastor going to equip you to know God's will. So in a sense, you have to, you know, share some part of knowing God's will. You know, being in very practical way, if I today invite a guest speaker, a pastor candidate to visit us, you know, there's not much I can show him, right? We have many fellowship groups, but the thing is, when he visits your group, can he see your burden? Can he see what kind of ministry that you are doing and that can excite him or her? And then he knows this is the place that God will want him to serve? I would doubt it, okay? I would doubt a pastor candidate come to visit us and just by seeing what I've been doing right now, then he was able to, you know, and know that this church, this English congregation, is his calling from God. It will be very difficult. I'm telling you, okay. So the easy way to do it is, you know, we're not able to share with him what I've been doing, but we can share with any pastor, any candidate that what we are in. Vision to do, what we want to do, what is our vision. We're not able to show him what we've been doing, but we can show him what we dream about, what we God has, you know, give us a future, what the future will look like. And once you share a vision, once you share a future, your vision with that candidate, with that pastor, if he also feel the same way, then we can work together, you know. We can walk in there to press toward that goal, that vision that God had given to us. I think that is the way to do it. So in a sense, every one of us, we had to come together. Because right now, you don't have to depend on a God's leader to tell you what to do. Every one of us, we are all now can go in front of God's presence and pray to God and get to know God's will. So every one of us, you know, we have to come together and we're going to pray together and we're going to find out what's the burden, what's the vision that God give us. And once we have a common vision, once we have a general direction, then I will feel very comfortable to invite a guest speaker to come and a pastoral candidate to come. And we can share with him or her. And we can get to know, is this the same burden that you have received from the Lord, that this church is the field that you can serve? You know what I'm saying? But you say, oh, it should be easy because we don't have too many people here. No. Sometimes, because of the makeup of our group, make it even more difficult, you know? So I would suggest that, you know, we, every fellowship group, youth group, college group, you know, Timothy or Salt or whatever group, that you discuss in your small group. And you come up with your vision, you know, and make sure it's everybody can share that same burden. Then we come together as a bigger group. And then we can settle down on what is the burden that God wants us to do as a group. You know, in this way, then you know there's a God's leading here. Then you talk to pastor. You know, like what we just described to you, the tabernacle, they still have some pastor here. The job is to serve the God's people. God's will is perfect. It's helpful. You know, only building people up. So if the pastor see the same thing as you see, then we can be sure that this is the will from God. Same thing when you talk to a pastor candidate. Whatever he or she share with you, what God has burdened him, if that match whatever match whatever the vision that we have, then we know this is the God's leading. And then you know the cow is leading where. You know what I'm saying? We don't operate on our own desire. You have to be very careful. It doesn't matter, we don't have a pastor. I'm here only to help, okay? I'm not your pastor yet. But very important, if you don't know the will of God, you stop for the moment, okay? You stop and pray and discern what God's leading. The call over the tabernacle, in a sense, is an instruction of the Lord. Tell him which way to go. Tell him this is the time for you to stay. And every each step, God's wisdom, God has a planning. God has a plan for you. Same thing, God has a plan for us. Everything happened to us is not by accident. God allows it. And then it's our job to find out what is that. But not right now, we are not in Old Testament time. So we don't just go to pastor and say, pastor, tell me what's the will of God for this moment. Before you go to pastor and ask him that question, to remember that what I just shared with you, you yourself need to know what God burdens you. And then your pastor will talk to you. You will discuss. You will pray together. And you will find out together what's God's instruction for us as a group right now. In a sense, it's a very orderly way of following the law, especially in this kind of difficult time. You know, Israel people, why they need a pillar or cloud or pillar of fire to lead them? Because they are in the wilderness. It's an unknown territory, right? It's a foreign land. They don't know the land. They don't know the people. They don't know all the climate, the surrounding. Totally strange to them. Same thing here. We are now entering into an unknown territory. More than before, we need to discern what God's will for us. We couldn't make mistake. Every step, we want to know, we want to make sure this is what God wants us to do. And you are part of it. That's what I'm saying. You don't sit down, you don't sit there and asking or waiting for the church leader to tell you what should you do. No. It's no longer that way. The tabernacle today is for God's people to lift up your holy hand and worship this holy God. It's for God's people to come before the presence of God and pray and be answered with your prayer. So God will talk to you in your prayer. God definitely will talk to you in your prayer. What's God's will for you right now? And what I want you to share with your people, share with your fellow co-worker, what God is telling you. You know, and this is in a way, all together, then we can find out what God's leading us. I don't think this is going to be too difficult. But if we don't do it right, this is not going to be easy, also. I think, I truly believe that God going to give you some spiritual burden in your heart. Because as us, a small group like us, we definitely going to need every one of you. Every one of you are all in very important role of this English congregation. There's a reason, God allowed this to happen. Sometimes it's for us to think we are not just a follower right now. We want to be more active in participating in the church. And that means you need to grow spiritually, which is good, right? You're not just a bystander sitting there and waiting and coming to the service, listen to people's, whatever they prepare for you. Now is the time that you have to come forward. Because your pastor is going to ask you, what God has telling you, what should we do? I have been telling you all along that, no matter what you decide for your future, I'm willing to help. I think I can be helpful in a sense, But you, as God's people, you should know what God wants you to do. That answer is in your heart, in your communication with your God. Don't substitute that with anything else. Otherwise, all the change, all the transition doesn't mean anything to you. You just sit there and watch everybody doing their job. And after everything comes together, you're still sitting there. You still are a bystander. I don't think that's what God intended us to learn from this transition period of time. First of all, do you think there's a cloud on top of us? Or are you thinking God has forsaken us? God left us? I don't think so. Because the scripture tells us the cloud never leaves his people. Now how come we couldn't see a cloud on top of us? How come we couldn't see the clear instruction of our law as to our future? Because God's people needs to pray. You need to come near to the law. You need to come pray earnestly to the law. I'll cry to your law. God, we need a pastor. We need a leader. We need a direction. Is that your prayer? If this is your prayer, then you're going to see God's instruction, revealed to you. So I still think we need to set up that attitude right. When the cloud moved, Israel people move. When the cloud stopped, Israel people stop. This Bible tells us the people has to obey the instruction of the law. Are we in that kind of attitude? Are we obedient to whatever God going to lead us? I think maybe that's the spiritual lesson that we need to learn. Once you are ready, then I think God's will be revealed to us. I can promise you, not with my words, from the scripture, the cloud never leave God's people. The glory of God is with us. Whatever God for us in the future is already decided. All we need to know is to find it out. And the answer is on every one of you's hearts, not necessarily on pastors. But pastor, not me, your future Ian pastor will share with you his burden or her burden. And you're going to share with him or her whatever you think the direction of this church. And when you see a match, and then you know this is the instruction from our Lord. And whatever God has asked her to do, you're willing to do it. You know, when a new pastor comes, when he shares with you some of his vision, what he wants to do, that is not the time to question. That is not the time to say, okay, let me think about it, okay, and see, well, maybe we test you a little bit. You know, we give you like a 1 year or trial period. If you have that kind of attitude, I don't think it's going to work, okay? Once you have a God servant come be with us, he come because you mutually, you think this is the right shepherd that we need, and he can help us to do something. And you're going to do it right away. When God's will reveal, when God's servant come, you don't, there's no time for you to question. You have to just go. Because a cloud is moving, you move. Cloud stop, you stop. This is the time for us to stop. But when the time comes that we need to move, we need to move. Are you ready to move? Are you ready to witness to your neighbors? Are you ready to share God's love with your friend, with your classmate? I think that's the thing we need to get ready with. What is the Great Commission that Jesus had given us? Can anybody can recite it? Interesting is, many of that words is verb, is not noun. Go and make disciple, right? Go is a verb. You know, you can say, oh, I come to church, you know, God want me raised. You know, this is a warm, loving family of God. I come here to have a, you know, wonderful living. I come here to enjoy the love and caring of our God's people. For sure, that's you can take it for granted. But that's not everything. We are called to be a disciple, to make disciple. We are called to go and make the world disciple, right? But right now, apparently, this is not a time for action. This is a time for us to stop and rest and to discern what God's leading for us as a group in the future. But in the midst of finding out God's will, God's going to prepare our attitude too. So that so when the will is revealed, we are ready to move on and every one of us can move. So we are right now resting a weight of God's action plan in the future. So make sure you are ready. You have to pray to God yourself. You know, you are part of it. Because only so many of us I believe, you know, all those English pastors I worked with before, you know, when a new English pastor come, you know, it's all very energetic. They all want really to do something, you know, and it's very, very important in the first beginning, couple months or years ministry of our future new pastor will decide how fruitful his ministry will be in this church. And not to mention that if we don't know what's our direction, we will be difficult in finding a pastor to come and serve together with us. You know, so this is the time for us definitely to stop. Okay? But when we God's people stop, don't worry. The call is with us. God's with us. But the point for us to stop is for us to find out what's God's next step. What's God's planning for us? We are not here to rest. We are here to discern, to see God's will. And when we get to know that, you know, God will lead us to move on. And I believe that time won't be too long. But there is a time of discerning, which is right now. And I hope that we're going to have a wonderful experience coming out from that. It's a communication time, and it's a communication skill. I'm willing to part of it, you know, to let you know what a pastor would think. You know, I'm definitely not going to be your pastor, but you're going to. I can help you to get a grip. So what a future English pastor would think about us. Why would he, you know, wish us to become, what kind of English group that we will become? And I can share you some of my, give you some of my suggestion. But the most important is when God asks us to stop, then we didn't know, we need to find out what's the reason for that. Okay, and we will come out together with a stronger and more, you know, working together group. And we have a common goal, common vision, and we know the direction. And then we will be very fruitful. So this is a good process. And I think we can all make it. All right? Okay, let's pray together. Father, I'd like to thank you for this scripture that you tell us when we are in the midst of difficulty, we can always come before you. We can count on you to help us. Just like your people wandering in the wilderness, you never leave their sight. You provide the pillar of a cloud in the daytime and the pillar of fire in the evening to lead your people. Not just the direction, and all the providence that you have given to your people in this midst of difficulty. We have to thank you that you allow this to happen to our church. I pray that everybody and sister in this church, in this transitional time, that we will know why you want us to stop, to pause for a moment right now. And we can be closer to one another because of that. Because we're going to talk to one another about our common vision. We will get to know our brother and sister more than before. We will pray for one another. And we will know one another in a different way so that we can become one, just as the body of Jesus Christ. Then we can work together. And then we can serve together with your servant that you're going to provide for us in the future. I just have to give you, thank you that for your presence. Even though we are right now in discerning your will, but you still have your glory on us. You never let us feel disheartened because we know you have everything we need. All we need to do is just turn back toward you. fill our personal need first. Feed us spiritually so that we can encourage our brother and sister. Then, live up, help us as a group so we not just here to worship you, we can serve you and we can glorify your name by our ministry here, the English ministry. We thank you for your promise and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.